Welcome to Harmony and Improvisation with Dub Pierce, a podcast dedicated to helping musicians of all levels to play better music. Join us in these upcoming episodes as we explore the ins and outs of major diatonic harmony. Visit us at harmonyimprov.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Subscribe on YouTube and your favorite podcast platform. Partner with us at patreon.com/harmonyimprov. Welcome once again to Harmony and Improvisation. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome back. Once again, lucky you, it's test day. I'm here in beautiful Agua Dulce, California. You probably might hear a few birds or farm animals this morning because they're very active. We're going to do a test. Today's triad test day. I'm hoping that I gave you enough to work with in the triads podcast, vidcast, to be able to come up with a way on your own that you can remember how to think of triads and recall them quickly. This test is going to be on major triads, minor triads, diminished triads, and augmented triads. We'll do major and minor first, then diminished and augmented. And one of the things that I'm hoping that you'll be able to do is use the things that we've learned. Major note sets should make it real easy for you to recall a major triad, 1, 3, and 5 of the major note set. D major triad, D, E, F sharp, G, A, D, F sharp, A, D major triad. D flat major, oh, gee, I just slide that down, D flat, F, A flat. Simple, right? Okay, now, springing off of the major triad, you should be able to take that major triad information and think of a minor triad very easily. D flat minor triad. D flat F A. A flat is a D flat major triad, so you go D flat F flat A flat. Simple, right? So there you've got the way to get to a major and a minor triad, your two easiest ones. However, augmented and diminished aren't that much harder. If we said a D diminished triad, well, it's easy. You can think through the entire process of the 1, 3, and 5 of a D major note set, flatten the 3 to get it to be minor, and flatten the 5 to get it to be diminished. D, F sharp, A, flat the 3rd, D, F, A, that's D minor, D, F, A flat, that's D diminished. Simple, right? I think it's important, I think it's important for you to see your minor triads just as quickly as you see your major triads. So in other words, maybe it's best, in my mind, it's best to just know your minor triads, not have to think through the major to the minor, because that's an additional thought process. Just use it to learn them and then rote memorize them. It's not that hard. Augmented is very easy. If you've got your major triads memorized, boom, you've got you sharp to 5 and you've got your augmented triad. Okay? Anyway, so that's the thought process. That's the way I would go about it. I'm going to give you a few seconds in between these, but we're going to move along pretty quickly, so it's going to challenge you, okay? I'm not going to give you the answers at the end. I'm going to let you figure it out for yourself. Shouldn't be difficult. If you need to go back and do this twice to make sure that you are able to get to a B flat diminished triad, or get to an E flat minor triad, or to get to an F diminished triad, to be able to quickly come up with those, go back and re-drill until you can do it. Again, we're not looking for 100%, 100%. Well, actually, we are. We are looking for 100%. 100% of the time in terms of recall. But the if you think about the way you speak, or certainly think about the way I speak, I misspeak a lot. I can go through a sentence and get jammed up on a word. For some reason, the C-O words always jam me up. I get a little dyslexic with those. Conscience, courtesy, those types of words. If I stumble in my grammar, that's okay, because you can still understand what I'm saying, hopefully. If you stumble in your musical grammar, that's okay too. But there's a big difference between a stumble in something that you know and not knowing it in the first place. right? I mean, you can fool yourself into thinking you know it, but if you don't, it's going to be very obvious. Okay. My dad was an English professor, and he always told me, he says, I don't care. I don't, like, you can say the word ain't, no big deal. He said, I don't care if you speak properly all the time. I just care that you know the difference. And that's the way I approach music, is that know the difference. And if you, it's no big deal. We all jam up. We all make mistakes. We all misspeak. We all will misquote things in our playing. But the better you know it, the less often that will happen. Okay. All right. Let's move on with the tests. I might play some of these for you, and I might just stop halfway through. But because it's important that you are able to say these triads, hear them. So I might start off playing each major, minor, diminished, and augmented, but I probably will just let you hear it in your own head as best you can. All right. Major triads. A major. B flat major. C major. C sharp major. G major. E flat major. Now I'm going to stop playing. D flat major. E major. F major. D major. C flat major. B major. F sharp major. G flat major. G sharp major. And A flat major. How'd you do? Okay. All right. We're going to move on to minors. A minor. B flat minor. C minor. D flat minor. E minor. F minor. F sharp minor. G flat minor. C sharp minor. G minor. E flat minor. D minor. C flat minor. B minor. A flat minor. G sharp minor. Cock-a-doodle-doo. All right. There's your minors. Now, from minor, let's move to diminished. It's the next easy, common thought. Ready? A diminished. B flat diminished. C diminished. D flat diminished. E diminished. F diminished. F sharp diminished. G flat diminished. C sharp diminished. G diminished. E flat diminished. D diminished. C flat diminished. B diminished. A flat diminished. G sharp diminished. There's your diminished. Just an interesting side note, a diminished scale from which fits with diminished triads, and we will see this as we move on, is what's called a symmetrical scale because it has a shape, at least this, a standard diminished scale, symmetrical diminished, has a shape that is whole step, half step, whole step, half step, whole step, half step, whole step, half step. Remember that formula for major that we talked about? Well, that's the formula for a diminished scale, and it's super symmetrical. Whole step, half step, whole step, half step, whole step, half step, whole step, half step. So it makes it really easy to use and to remember and to see, and you're going to find out that it applies to more than just a diminished sound. Equally true is when you look at an augmented triad, C augmented, for instance, there's a scale that goes along with that that's called a whole tone scale. And a whole tone scale is also symmetrical. Whole step, whole step, whole step, whole step, whole step, whole step. Simple. It's just all whole steps, so it's very symmetrical. Again, it applies to things outside of just being a whole tone scale. It creates a set of sounds that we'll talk about later on down the line. All right, so back to the drilling at hand test. Augmented triads. A augmented. B flat augmented. C augmented. D flat augmented. E augmented. F augmented. F sharp augmented. G flat augmented. C sharp augmented. G augmented. E flat augmented. D augmented. C flat augmented. B augmented. A flat augmented. G sharp augmented. There you have it. Triads, major, minor, diminished, and augmented triads test is over. And just, I'll let you grade yourselves. That's all that really matters, right? That you know what you need to do and what needs to happen. We're going to move on. The next two to three episodes of Harmony and Improvisation are going to be really an application of the things that we've learned so far. I'd like to show you the functions of the chords that we've talked about, the triads that we've talked about within a key. The, the function of those chords, a couple of functions anyway, why some chords tend to sound unresolved, resolve being a term that sounds final. It has completed. This sound sounds fine by itself, unless you hear it wants to go back to. That's the resolved sound. That sounds final. So things, just a little bit about that, functions of chords. I also want to help you to see some diatonic, again, diatonic meaning within a note set, within a key, within a scale, a major scale. the common chord progressions that occur using the harmony that we've seen that is implied by a major note set. And then what I'd like to do is give you just like intro number one to how you can use a major note set to improvise over those chordal progressions or sounds from within a major key, a major note set. It starts to get fun at that point. You can sing along. I'm gonna give you a little bit of backing track for you so that you can sing. Players, if you have an instrument, play along. If not, sing along. I'm gonna give you the note set that you have to choose from, so you can actually sing that note set and then hear the harmonic changes that go underneath it and improvise, vamp, scat, do whatever you want, do whatever you call it. Anyway, thanks for being here. We'll see you next time.